Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, original founding member of our Brain Trust, 22-plus years now. She's been hanging out with us. We could not do without her. She's the part of the foundation of our Brain Trust and this show. She's the president of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. I encourage you to go there and check them out, folks. You'll be glad you did, and you will thank me later. Karen, thanks again for being here. So let's look at some of the things that are going on, juxtaposing that with some things that are being recommended. Karen, in the last segment, we talked about the unprecedented economic condition the United States is in right now. In my career, I've never seen anything like this economy in all sectors, pretty much. And yet there are people out there who are recommending that we do things that would literally undermine those things. Something happened in the House last week that you want to report on. Tell us about it.
That's right. You know, Jim, and it's really very odd because even as early as last year when I testified before Congress on the tax cuts and how they were benefiting the economy and benefiting small businesses, provided all the number, all the data. Other witnesses did the same on panel. The Democrats just seem to see things very differently. It's like we're living in two different worlds. You know, they're just doom and gloom, and, you know, wages are bad, and people are always struggling. There's no doubt about that. But there's a lot of opportunity in this economy. And, you know, but on the same token, they continue to advance policies that would crush the entrepreneurial sector, crush small businesses, and, of course, the economy. And one of the bills that was voted on in the House last week was called the PRO Act, the Protecting the Right to Organize Act. And, you know, it's all about protecting labor unions and labor bosses.
PRO Act. Just remember this, folks. PRO Act is pro-union.
Pro-union, and really it's aimed at helping the labor unions boost their dwindling membership. I mean, Americans don't see the value in membership anymore, and it would use the strong arm of government, force people to join unions or subsidize unions.
It's forcing on us stuff that they can't sell, a product that they can't sell.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, a couple of things. It basically takes every bad idea that the labor union bosses have been pushing over the last 20 years and rolls it into one bill. For example, the AB5 legislation that's now law in California that's destroying the lives of independent contractors. They can't do businesses. There's a whole effort.
That's the employment. That's the employment classification bill, right?
The ABC test.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It totally throws it out. And look at California,
which is dangerous. Which is dangerous for. If it's a dangerous precedent as a bellwether for other states, like especially progressive states, and it is an absolute time bomb waiting to go off for the franchise industry.
Well, it is, and people in the gig economy are rebelling. But the PRO Act would take AB5 and federalize it, take it to every single state in the union.
Yeah.
The bill would also roll back every single right to work state and force people to join unions.
The right to work laws, folks. In case you're not familiar, the right to work laws mean if you're in a right to work state, that means if you're working somewhere where there is a union and you don't want to be part of the union, you don't have to pay dues. Whereas in a non-right to work states, if you work where there's a union. And you don't want to be a member of the union, they still take out dues out of your pay.
That's exactly right. So that would roll that back. It would actually codify the Obama-era joint employer rule, which actually now we're making headway on.
Which was not even a law. It was just a memo. It was basically an email.
That's right. That's right. And fortunately, the Department of Labor came out with a really good rule on joint employer to provide certainty and to bring it back to its more traditional meaning and,
right.
and creating a better environment. Codifies the Obama-era ambush elections rule, which shortens the time frame of union elections.
Right. When you throw in the fact that you have members of the Democrat campaigning for $22 minimum wages, for cutting the tax cuts, things like that. I mean, I have to tell you, though, Karen, you might be surprised. I'm actually – small business owners are in favor of the $22 minimum wage. You know why? That means we get raises. We get a raise.
Yeah.
Small business owners would like it if the government would guarantee us a $22 minimum wage.
That means we get a raise.
We think maybe that's not such a bad. Folks, I hope you noted the sarcasm, but
the raise before the destruction of the business. Like, hey, why not? I got my raise,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
my
right.
Business is going up.
But this PRO Act is dead on arrival in the Senate. But it's instructive, folks, that this is what happens when you have people who don't understand how the economy is working, who have these weird set of stakeholders who are not understanding how the capitalism works in America. It's a tide that floats all boats. And the PRO Act
sinks boats.
The PRO Act sinks boats. Karen, I need your website, please.
Yeah, sbecouncil.org. And, you know, small business owners can find out all about that. They need to, because some of the Democrat candidates are running an agenda very similar to the PRO Act. So,
when we come back, we're going to talk about the hiring problem for American small businesses and trade after the break. Stay with us.
Walking down the street one day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.